You just spoke at a summit in June called the Cancer Moonshot Regional Summit. What's that and what's the moonshot?
Oh, well, the moonshot is Vice President Biden's initiative to bring, essentially what he wants to do is accelerate the rate of cancer research, basically double it by the infusion of, you know, a directed amount of money going explicitly to cancer research. He is particularly focused on the cancer centers and who are, you know, leverage this kind of additional funding particularly well. And he's challenging people. He's challenging people in our community to accelerate what we think we can do by twofold. So the cancer moonshot visit that we had was something that they did nationwide, and stakeholders from the various cancer centers, particularly comprehensive cancer centers, kind of all came together, you know, in your respective place, and we were all put on internet connections with Vice President Biden, and people were having their meeting in D.C. So we were all sort of linked together electronically. So he gave a lovely talk about what he wanted to accomplish, and then we were expected to have a conversation locally about what we thought we could do and the way in which we thought we could bring to our communities better cancer research that would help improve patients' lives. So I had the pleasure of talking about what I thought UNC particularly would be valuable in doing in that regard.
You use the term comprehensive cancer center. Mm-hmm. What constitutes a comprehensive cancer center, and what makes it different than an oncologist in practice someplace else?
Well, so the National Cancer Institute designates cancer centers, and to be a cancer center in general means that you do not just patient care, but you also do research that is directed towards moving into the clinic. Comprehensive cancer centers, and there's now 47 of them around the country, so it's now you're narrowing down to a subset of typically academic medical schools and the affiliated cancer centers that do particularly well what's considered to be clinical care, clinical research, basic research, and the interface between them, what we call bench to bedside kind of research. So the comprehensive cancer centers are those that have really kind of met the criteria, which is reevaluated every 5 years. By investing money in them, they can deliver on improving patients' lives with cancer.
Why, as a patient, would you want to get care at a comprehensive cancer center rather than someplace else?
Well, a comprehensive cancer center is basically, there's a very strict set of criteria that said that this is a place that knows how to take care of patients, knows how to be at the cutting edge of research, and knows how to bring that research to the clinic as fast as possible. So if I was a patient, I would want to be seen at a comprehensive cancer center because that would be my best chance of being in the forefront of new advances in therapy.
And the comprehensive cancer centers in the state of North Carolina include UNC and, I presume, Duke, any place else?
Wake Forest.
Wake Forest. So
three
of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Out of 47, that's remarkably good.
Our state has done well.
Our state has done well.